Alaska women are smart, tough, and resourceful, and the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame honors some of these outstanding citizens each year. 11 women were inducted this spring in an Anchorage ceremony. Past Hall of Fame inductees Jane Anvig and Fran Ulmer took turns introducing them. The late Catherine Diakonoff Seller was inducted this year, receiving on behalf of her mother is her daughter, Betty Seller Blaylock. Here's Jane Anvig.
Our next inductee is Catherine Diakonoff Seller, Achievement, Alaska Native Education. Catherine Seller was born in Unalaska in 1884. She was educated at the Jesse Lee Home, where she proved to be an excellent student. As a result, she alone was sent off to Pennsylvania outside to go to high school, and she got her teaching degree in 1906. She came back to Alaska, and she worked as a teacher for 40 years in the Aleutian chain in Kodiak Islands. She spoke the Aleut language, which was a great asset in being able to encourage young new families to come to the schools. She was one of the few Alaska Native persons who had a degree in teaching, a certificate in teaching, which was very unusual for her time. And as a result, she was able to motivate and be a beacon for education in all the communities that she worked in. Representing her mother tonight is her daughter, Betty Seller Blaylock, who has come from California to receive the award. With her this evening is Gretchen Birch, who nominated her. Thank you.
As a teacher for 50 years, sometimes in rural Alaska villages, I was fascinated with Catherine Diakonoff Seller's story. It was a thrill to find Catherine's daughter, Betty Seller Blaylock, in Long Beach, California, and lively and remarkable at 93. Betty has come with her niece. Betty has come with her niece, Catherine's granddaughter, Maureen Young Seller. Thank you for welcoming Betty.
Good afternoon. It is such an honor and such a pleasure to be with all of you, and also the honor that is being bestowed upon my mother to be a member of the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. My mother believed in three things very strongly, and we were brought up to believe in cleanliness, healthy, and education. I'm never sure which one of the three was the most important. I mean, she never gave us a chance to find out. We just had to meet all three of them. And Mother always taught us that we could do whatever we had our mind to set to do. I was brought up in Anchorage when there was some bigotry about being part Native. And I remember one time when I was a little girl, a neighbor girlfriend that I used to play with, I was only maybe 9 or 10 years old. And she said, "Well, Betty," we had a little fight. And she said, "Well, Betty, you're a Siwash." And I said, "What's a Siwash?" And I went home and I asked my mother, I said, "Mom, what's a Siwash?" And she says, "Don't you pay any attention." She says, "It's just a slang word. It doesn't mean anything. It's never going to hurt you. You'll be proud of your heritage." And that was the way we were brought up, to be very proud that we were Aleut and Russian. My mother married an Englishman who was, he was a really funny man. He always told us we were born in a garden patch. And we used to laugh and say, "Well, who's the cabbage and who's the carrot?" But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about my mother, who was a wonderful woman. She was a 4'11" stick of dynamite. She wasn't afraid to face up to anybody or anything. She went back to Washington when she was 65 years old, all by herself, to talk to Alaskan representatives at that time to tell him that the Native people were not being treated fairly and right. And at least they listened to her. I don't know whether it did any good, but they listened to her. But she was just a wonderful, wonderful woman. And I'm very, very proud of her. And I'm very proud of being here to represent her in the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame Induction Service. Thank you very much.
That was Betty Seller Blaylock accepting for her mother, the late Catherine Diakonoff Seller, a 2017 inductee into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. More information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.